You are listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston.
The Good Food Purchasing Program is a project in Los Angeles that's trying to change how public institutions buy their food. School districts in California have been buying food that is grown, processed, and shipped in sustainable and fair trade mechanisms because of the program. The GFPP is focused on improving local economies, environmental sustainability, workforce conditions, animal welfare, and nutrition. Contributor Hannah Holliday spoke with Joanne Lowe, a chair in the Los Angeles Food Policy Council, which created the program. It now has campaigns in major cities in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Illinois. Take a listen.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me.
Sure, no problem.
How do you think the public can create a more just and equitable food system today?
I definitely think that it's important for people to get involved in their community at various levels. It could be at the neighborhood level, their city council, the county, even state and national advocacy work in supporting policies that improve the food system, that allow people to grow their own food.
How were the five core values decided by the Good Food Purchasing Policy?
So the Good Food Purchasing Policy was developed from a working group of the LA Food Policy Council. Came together in 2011 with the goals of bringing more good food into low-income communities and to support the growth of our regional food system. As the working group collaborated together, and we had representatives from many different sectors, we came up with the five value categories. And so we wanted a comprehensive institutional procurement policy for our public institutions, right, to support the kind of food system and food businesses and farms that meet those values. There's a baseline standard that needs to be met in each of those five value categories, so one can't be left behind. Having those five value categories has really helped to bring together diverse multi-sector coalitions in the various cities and communities around the country that are now advocating for GFPP.
What would happen if an institution didn't meet the baseline standard?
If they don't meet a baseline standard, they don't get a star rating. So the institution collects data from their vendors and contractors about the food, you know, what is it, how much of the food there is, what farm is it from, you know, and that data goes to an independent nonprofit called the Center for Good Food Purchasing, which analyzes the data, determines how institutions' food purchases and their suppliers meet the standard of GFPP stars.
What kind of other benefits does an institution get from utilizing this program?
The institutions receive support in analyzing the food purchases, right? Because many of these institutions, they didn't know sometimes like what farm the food was coming from, or they didn't even know, oh, actually, you know, we're buying a fair amount of food from unionized farms. So just having that knowledge helps the institutions set goals for how they want to improve their food purchases. We've also created a network of the local coalitions, and so they learn from each other, for example, how, you know, examples of recipes have been changed so an institution can meet higher levels.
More cities are adopting the Good Food Purchasing Policy, Lowe said. The GFPP currently has an active policy adoption in Chicago and several active campaigns in large cities located in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Why those cities? Why do they have active campaigns and not other cities?
It's really come from organizations in those communities that decided, you know, GFPP matches our values as a community and we want to bring it here.
Do you expect more cities to adopt campaigns?
We're getting interest from organizations in other cities, like, you know, every month. And there are a number of institutions and cities where having the center do a baseline assessment of their food purchases in terms of the GFPP standard helps them know how are we doing right now.
For campaigns starting in other cities, Lowe says that the GFPP in Los Angeles continues to offer support.
Folks from those local coalitions get on a call together to share experiences and strategies and messages and just learn from each other.
How is the Good Food Purchasing Policy a unified food movement as opposed to a separate individual food movement?
So one, I mean, we are aligned in a broader, you know, vision of a more just and sustainable food system, right? On a ground level, we have a national coordinating campaign committee. So national organizations from that represent the different value categories of GFPP, we talk every couple of months, again, to support the coordination of our organizations at the national level and also at the local level where organizations have members or chapters.
Are children who attend school districts that utilize the Good Food Purchasing Policy actually healthier?
Yeah, we've done some interviews with students at LA Unified and Oakland Unified, and they've talked about that they think the food is better, has gotten better over the past few years. LAUSD is piloting a vegan menu now.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
Sure, no problem. Glad it worked out to connect.